Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Mike and Roxanne Austin from Awesome Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown. First of all, awesome name for a farm. Where does that come from?
100 years ago, my grandfather had, it was Austin Brothers Farm. So,
Wait a minute. I think I have to interrupt you. It's Austin Brothers? I thought when you told me that it was Awesome Brothers, which would also be an awesome name for a farm. I was like, we need to just embrace it wholeheartedly. Like, we are Awesome Brothers, and we're Awesome Brothers Farm. But now I'm assuming that you, Mike and Roxanne, not brothers.
No.
What's your relation to one another?
Mother and son.
So was it your father then that started the farm?
My husband's father's father. The late 1800s it was established.
Was a dairy farm back then, right?
Yep.
And the thing that's changed is the dairy industry in general, and that has become appreciably more difficult, especially here in the Northeast, competing in some ways with the giant factory farms out in the, you know, the breadbasket area. And you have had to adapt, no longer a dairy farm. What are you doing now?
We currently raise all natural beef. We also make a tremendous amount of hay, and in the fall time we open a corn maze,
and that opens this Saturday. It's interesting because you're farmers, right? And you're having to come up with these, having a good time with coming up with these kind of creative ways to bring people to the farm.
This is our fourth year having a corn maze. Every 2 years the Mass Department of Ag holds a convention down in Sturbridge, and we went this past February. And in going through the trade show, my sister-in-law stumbled upon this Spookly the Square Pumpkin. And what it is an anti-bullying prevention story.
Huh.
In our children's maze, you read the story of Spookly on his storybook trail and talk to your children about anti-bullying and becoming a better person.
Can you actually grow square pumpkins?
You can.
Uh-huh. Have you done it?
We tried.
Not as easy as you want to think.
Yeah, no, no.
How much of your business has had to transition to this sort of like corn maze, getting people to interact with the farm, compared to your meat production, your meat CSA?
Oh, I think we're just evolving. 2006, we sold the cows.
The dairy cows.
When you sell dairy cows and then become a meat farm, is it like sending your dog to the farm when you live in the suburbs? They actually become the meat?
Oh, no, they really did get sold out to the Michigan.
Uh-huh. Because a lot of people that don't farm just assume cow's cow. If it's a dairy cow, then it could become a meat cow later.
To a lot of people, a cow is a cow. To a good farmer, taking time to actually breed a dairy cow for milk production through many generations and trying to breed for what you want in that animal. On the beef side, the same way, you want an animal to convert your forage, your grass, from grass to meat. And I've been doing that just same way as I did it with the dairy, by selective genetics and keeping only the very best.
And now this meat is available at CSA. You can go see them at the Saturday market in Amherst, the Thursday market in South Hadley, or go to the Green Bean in Northampton, where they have your awesome Austin Brothers Valley Farm.
Or come directly to the farm and purchase it there.
Mike Austin, it was your great-grandfather that started the farm. Did you envision that this would be something that you would do?
Ever since I was a kid, it was cowboys and Indians and cows.
Uh-huh.
That's basically where I've been all my life. When I was 14, learned how to AI cows to improve the herd.
How to what?
AI, artificially inseminate.
Oh, yeah, right. I love this part of it.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay.
You thought it was artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence, yeah.
That's right.
You are the cow father.
There you go.
You feel like these are all my children.
Basically, I created it.
That is awesome.
But no, livestock agriculture has always been in my blood. This local movement was just getting going. So we started in with the beef, but wanted to do something more. And we just like people having a good time. And we decided the corn maze would be a good avenue in the fall to go to.
The biggest attraction is the pumpkin slingshot.
So you can actually launch a pumpkin?
Launching pumpkins.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a pumpkin. It's the little gourds that go the distance.
Who's counting? Once you put something in there and you watch it go, you don't care if it was a pumpkin or what. It's just fun to watch it launch.
You're absolutely right.
Mike Austin and Roxanne Austin from Awesome Austin Brothers Valley Farm in Belchertown. Their corn maze opens this weekend. You can see their meats at the farm at the Saturday Amherst Market, the Thursday South Hadley Market, or the Green Bean in Northampton. And Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.